Okay, so I'm now walking along the Cairnpapo Road. It's just a small road, barely wide enough for two vehicles to pass. And I really have to say that this is one of the most beautiful wee roads in this area. Mostly covered from one end to the other in a beautiful wildlife tunnel of very large beech trees, and on mostly on the left, some on the right, and on the right hand side, birch trees and conifers that have been here for many a year. You might be able to actually hear the sort of a fresh hollowness of the sound as I walk along this wee road. And I used to come up here as a kid, and even when we were youngsters and we'd come up here on the bicycles with our friends or just a walk, when people did those mad things called walking the hills, as a kid I mean, seems to be one of those, well, sure, Dean Reed will forgive me, and Chris and Phil will forgive me for saying that. It's become quite a mid-life passion, as it were. See so many local walking groups of people who are 50 plus. But if you were to come here, and I know you guys walk in beautiful areas, but if you were to come here and see this beautiful little road, and to look over my left shoulder, looking due west, to see right over our town, way over west towards Glasgow, the west coast, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Now, why haven't I done this before? I really should have. Anyway, I'm here now, so I will come back in about 10 minutes. That's how long it's going to take me at least to get to the next feature. And I'll tell you about it when I get there. And a word of warning, when I do get there, you will most likely hear heavy breathing. Don't get alarmed. It's not what you may think it will be. And I'll explain why there'll be loads of heavy breathing. I'm so out of condition as well, you know. But hey, speak to you soon. Okay, so I am now at the foot of what is locally known as the Knock Hill. Knock being as in Knock the Door, K-N-O-C-K, but its proper title is just The Knock. And a plaque at the bottom states, gifted to Bathgate in memory of D.T. Sutherland, Provost, 1881-1893, Mrs. Isabella Dawson, or Sutherland, and of their son, R.D. Sutherland, Provost, 1914-1920. And I think it's actually the large stone and the plaque that's gifted. It's not the knock. The knock, in theory, doesn't really belong to anyone except nature. So, it's not that high, but it's a steep wee ascent, so see you at the top. Okay, so I'm at the top of the Knock Hill. And as I look due east towards the Forth Bridges, including the footpost for the new third bridge that's to be built there. I'm looking over to the Kingdom of Fife, to Edinburgh Castle, Arthur's Seat, Hill End at the far eastern end where the ski slope is, or in the Pentlands. I look north over the River Forth in the distance. I can see a Royal Navy ship moving up there at Rosyth. I look north and see two wind farms, one on the Ochil Hills and the one I mentioned earlier. What a blight on the landscape. Looking west again, I am bathed in sunlight and the town shimmers and the wee puddles and lochs and lochans are shimmering in the low sunlight. So I told you I would explain what the Knock is all about, and at the top of the Knock Hill, the Knock is one of those. Now my mind's went completely blank. What do you call these things again? It has a lay off 360 degrees off the landscape. Okay. A geographical indicator. But I think there's another name for it. Anyway, the Knock in Bathgate, if you want the details, latitude 55 degrees, 55 minutes, 21 north, longitude 3 degrees. I believe that to be 36, 56 west, height 1,015 feet. Hope I didn't get too much wind noise in there explaining that to you. I apologise. Anyway. Okay, so I've been joined by a couple of ladies who have hiked their way up here into the sunshine, and as I said, looking due northwest from here is Cairnpapal, and I'll tell you all about that. It's a burial ground, but I'll tell you once I get up to that. Okay, bye for now.